a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway of the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Oh, yeah. It's a Tuesday night, 18th of December, 2007. We're, wow, we're a week away from Christmas. That just dawned on me. This year has totally flown by so fast. I can't believe how fast it's moved. But it has, and, oh, wow, I just, you know, they say as you get older, it goes by even quicker, but this year has gone by so quickly, and I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm looking forward to getting together with family and that kind of thing, and I'm not going to get to see the grandkids at Christmas, though. That's kind of disappointing, and it's family emergency on the other side. And so they're dealing with that, and that's probably going to keep them away at Christmas time. So, but, you know, that's just how it goes. And but I'll get to see them afterwards, and we'll get to have a good time, and I'll get to see them tear into their stuff and enjoy the looks on their faces and stuff. That's what, you know, is always precious to me, is just watching, especially my little my oldest grandson just gets wide-eyed when he tears into that stuff. And it's like, hey, 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 hey. Grandpa done it again. Yeah, that's it. All right. It's open lines tonight. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. So for some reason, I'm not able to reach the RBN chat room. I think it has to do with my connection, because down in Austin, in Round Rock, it looks okay. So I think it has to do with my connection somehow. And the way it's routed to there. So, see if we can get in there, because I want to do Mouse Control Roll Calling. It's what? That's exactly what it was. Bingo. There I'm on my way. So we'll do Mouse Control Roll Call after the break. And, but I had those clips loaded up on this one computer. And, when I get multiple clips up with Flash in the chat room, just, and so come back, we'll do Mouseketeer Roll Call, and we'll play some more of this Ron Paul stuff. And I want, especially this one clip where he talks about 9/11 folks and that type of thing. We'll get into that and more. Plus, love to hear from you at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Contact us to be a part of the program tonight. Let's go immediately to John in Syracuse, New York. John, how are you tonight?
Hello, yes. I was reminiscing here a little bit about the old-time toys that father would make or grandfather would make out of wooden spools, yeah. That the whole thread, the little wooden toys, and those were so fascinating and so fun to do, and they were always timely, and they always last forever. The little rubber band shooter gun, all sorts of little things. Excuse me. The other thing I started thinking about after that, I said, what about all the people getting new electronics, new DVDs, new players, new recorders and things like that? A lot of times they're perfectly good older stuff that's still working, but they're just upgrading. What you should say to your friends, family, and relatives is that you are recycling in your part-time, and if they receive anything, say if you want to ever get rid of any of the older stuff that you're replacing, let me know and I'll take it off your hands and I'll make sure it doesn't land in landfill. Now what you do is you either find a rebroadcaster and hand that off to him because he can use all that old stuff, or you hand it off to Ron Paul Group that will need videotapes. You know, even for the big videotape machines, you know, the VCR tape type machines, they'll still want to use those to either watch, have somebody watching their back with that camera or go to other events, and if it gets busted up, they're not out any money.
Right, exactly.
So that's
there's just so many uses for this stuff.
Yeah.
John, I mean, everything that I've got for the little radio network I run is recycled stuff.
Right. So I wanted to pound that into people's heads because that's kind of a freebie thing. And why let it go to landfill? Let it go to Ron Proud groups and let it do some good and keep on working, you know, the old workhorse stuff. The other thing I saw down at Walmart, every year I had to buy a new shovel because I shovel all my stuff and I shouldn't be doing that anymore. But they had this new shovel. It was on special. It was called the Queenmaker. And I said, well, I'll buy it, but, you know, what's it called, a Queenmaker? Well, you have to buy the warranty with it. You know, and I said, what's the warranty? And he says, well, it's a basically life insurance on you, so when you die, your wife gets a lot of money.
So
it's a Queenmaker shovel. Queen for a day.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's a little bonus thing that the wife gets, you know. She gets the new pool boy and all that kind of thing. Well, I just wanted to lighten it up a little bit, and I enjoy the show, and that's about all my 2 cents.
Oh, thanks very much, John, and,
thank you.
Good ideas as always. Yeah, and we've had a dryer that's been out here, and Kimberly and I have been looking at going and getting another one. And we looked at some of the new ones, and she and I have never been one to buy all this fancy new stuff. So eventually, you know, our common sense prevails. And I said, go over to such and such appliance store on the other side of town. And we've been doing business with these people for years. And she went over there, and she got a dryer for cheap, and she got a stove for cheap, and a fridge for cheap. So it's like, but you know, I mean, you know, some of us, a lot of, you know, the refrigerator we have to replace. Everybody was little, when all the kids were little, they had plenty of room in this fridge. But now it's just, there ain't no room. I tried to put some leftover spaghetti in. You ought to see how I've got it perched in the refrigerator tonight. And I'm just hoping nobody opens it because there'll be spaghetti everywhere. I just know it. And, but I got it perched in there, and I think I've got it secured. But we'll if you don't grab on it real hard, it'll work. So she picked up a new fridge today, and it was cheap, and a new stove. And matter of fact, the stove she got, because we're not rich by any means, and this is kind of like, you know, money that you're holding back for this kind of thing. Because with the stove, we've used this one stove till it's beat to death. It's got two burners that works on it. Finally, it's like, okay, we're going to have to get another one. She found a brand new stove today for less than half than retail because a letter was faded. And brand spanking new things, never been used. And you can't – how can you say no to that? You know, and we – and this – then that's the way we've done everything. We – you know, we do a lot of eBay, and that stuff because, I mean, you know, times are getting hard. I talked about this on my afternoon show today. You've got to find ways to cut corners and to tighten things up a little bit because it is going to get rough. And, those are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right. We got Gary in Tennessee holding. Gary, hold there. I want to play this one clip, here because we're rapidly going to run out of time if I don't do this. So this is another clip from the interview, and then there's a total of 7 clips. We're not going to get to all 7, of course, but there's this one, at least one or two others that I definitely want to play. Here's the third part of this with Ron Paul and Glenn Beck. Here we go.
Too much, we borrow too much, and we print too much. When a country spends way beyond its means, eventually it will destroy the currency, and we're in the midst of a currency crisis.
With presidential candidate Ron Paul, and boy, there's something that nobody else says. Nobody on Wall Street will say that, and it only makes common sense that we are destroying our own currency. One of the things that I think attracts me to libertarians is the idea of getting back to the gold standard and abolishing the IRS. Is it true? I believe I have read that you say if you don't pay your taxes, you are in the category of civil disobedience, akin with Gandhi and Martin Luther King.
Well, I think it's practicing the same principle, yes, because the income tax, the way it's collected, is unconstitutional. And if you believe that and you practice civil disobedience, you have to suffer the consequences. I chose to try to change the law. I haven't chosen that method. But people who sincerely believe that it's unconstitutional be guilty until you prove yourself innocent and be your own, and you have to testify against yourself, I think they have a legitimate cause. And I think it's a libertarian principle to practice civil disobedience. So, it's nonviolent.
How do you,
so I think it's a good way of doing it.
How do you change the tax code? I mean, we've been saying, every American knows, this doesn't work. I don't need a book this big to show me how to pay my taxes. When you've got former communist countries going to a flat tax and they're getting more money, how are you going to change this? How are you going to abolish the IRS or go to a flat tax, or what is your proposal?
Mine is to get rid of the IRS but not replace it with anything by cutting a lot of spending, because we lived without an income tax before 1913, so I'm not interested in the flat tax or the sales tax, you know. Although anything would be better.
Yeah. You know, just what you're saying, I mean, you're speaking, I mean, you know, if we weren't both men, you know, I might the French kiss you on the whole abolishing the IRS thing. You had me at hello. You did. No, you did. Replace it with some sort of a sales tax?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
I want to replace it freedom. I want to replace it with freedom and less spending.
Okay, but wait a minute.
You're right. Okay.
Okay, I mean, I love you. Don't get me wrong. How do we pay for the things we do have to pay for?
Well, you know, if you didn't have the income tax right now, you'd have the same amount of revenues you had 10 years ago. So that's not all that bad. And we didn't have an income tax before 1913. They used tariffs, and they used user fee types and different things like that.
But wouldn't you create the same?
The problem is spending.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you. But wouldn't you create the same kind of situation if you had user fees? Because then you'd have these special interests that were just saying, oh, no, this one should be exempt and this one shouldn't.
Well, I guess so, but anything would be better than the income tax. But, you know, if we do have a user fee, which we abuse, have a user fee by paying a national gasoline tax. And that's supposed to take care of our highways, but they abuse that system too. They don't spend it on highways, and they use it for political boondoggles is what happens.
Back in a minute with Dr. Paul's controversial views.
All right, so there you go. I mean, CIA, you know, here's the thing. What guys like Beck don't understand is how money in an economy works. And the more money that you're able to stick into your local economy, the more that's going to get generated. A dollar rolls over 11 times in a local economy, every dollar. That means more people get hired. Wages are better. You got more people getting into business. That results in better tax revenues because the cities and the states can do it constitutionally. More revenue going back to the city to fix the potholes, to get the trash picked up. It's not the federal government picks up the trash and that type of thing. If you get rid of that, you don't need a federal highway administration to set and send out funds to the states, because there's money to be used for that. Because your economy is going to explode. I mean, it's going to go nuclear. And people just don't get it. That's how we did this before. And since the inception of the income tax, a direct tax on the people, and the inception of the Federal Reserve, people have become more and more reliant on the federal government, and that includes the cities and the states. Therefore, the states give up their rights, the cities give up their rights, the counties give up their rights, so they keep getting all these goodies. You got law enforcement, police departments, sheriff's departments, all over the country that are getting all these homeland security goodies. Heck, you've even got malls getting plate scanning technology to read the backs of license plates to find out if the car's stolen or if somebody's got a warrant on them while they're at the mall. So all these little goodies come down, and look, they ain't nothing free. Everything comes with a price. And when you deal with the federal government and you accept their money, you give up your rights and your freedoms. That's why national health care is bad. Won't work. Well, you could put Ron Paul in as president, get everything back on a constitutional framework, and you institute national health care, and I guarantee you in 30 years we'll be exactly where we are today with them watching our every moves. Guaranteed. Back in a minute with more. We'll talk with Gary in Tennessee. Love to talk to you at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, let's go back to the telephone. Gary in Tennessee, live from Fort Defiance. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I got just part of... Did that Peckerwood Glenn Beck say to Ron Paul on the air that he wanted to French kiss him?
Yeah, I was about to puke.
Well, I'll tell you what my response would have been, and he's probably going to get an email. Hopefully he has a website up and an email address. But if I would have been Ron Paul at that time, I would have asked him, are you gay or bisexual? And if you are so inclined, look up one of your buddies that are so inclined, and you stick your tongue in whatever part of their anatomy that pleases you. And that's about what he's going to get.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
I mean, you know, Gary, I was trying to respect my elders. You just don't say that to one of your elders. You just don't do it.
No. Well, he's going to get the email. I hope he's got an email address.
Oh, I think he does.
He's going to hear about it.
Yeah, just Google Glenn Beck.
Gary Beard is going to pour a can of whoop-off on him.
There you go. There you go.
Industrial strength, giant size.
I can hear the can popping now.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, get busy on that email.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye now. yeah, we need to get a theme song for Greybeard. And a Fort Defiance theme song. That's what we need for Greybeard. Yeah. I'll have to do some digging for a theme song for Greybeard to call in. And I tell you what, he has got one ugly mug. He sent me a picture. Here's this guy out in the middle of the woods with broadband. He's got the best of both worlds. And he sent me a picture of himself, and there he is. And that was very cool. I should have asked him when he's going to get his survival book redone. He was working on that. He's got a lot of survival tips. Greybeard has been living off the land and stuff for quite some time. And it's got a lot of information about survival. So, Greybeard, you need to get that survival book done and updated so we can get that out to people. That's going to be huge. Man, and then get Carol in Pennsylvania to get her notebook updated. And everything, we could combine them all together. Boom. Would that be super. Wow, that would be good. I like just how the ideas just kind of just start popping like that. Because there's nothing better than those kind of ideas floating. And my wife was saying, well, baby, what you planning on getting me for Christmas? And I think she thought I was going to, bestow her with baubles or something like that. I said, baby, I'm thinking about a pressure cooker. Okay. Dehydrator too, maybe? might be one or the other. But we'll see with that. But, I mean, we are seriously working to get ourselves caught up. Because, like I said, we were late to the game in all of this as far as preparedness is concerned. And so we're rapidly working to get ourselves prepared. We're doing it for six. Probably have likely have a relative or two with us. You're preparing anywhere from six to eight. And that's hard to do. So we're doing a ton of research, looking at information and that kind of thing. And picking up tips wherever we can. And Kimberly does a survival show, as a matter of fact, on TrueNet Radio on Saturdays. And this gal that she does it with has more tips than you can shake a stick at. And I'm just learning and soaking up information. Matter of fact, the show, James Phillips does a show here on RBN. A listener told me about last night on Sundays from 2 to 4. And I'm going to start tuning into that as well. I mean, look, knowledge is power, folks. The more information you get, the better prepared you are, even if the information is not what you want to hear. It's better to know the truth and to know it up front. And especially in the area of survival and preparedness, it's good to get information from people who know what they're talking about and have an idea. Kimberly's got a Native American past, so she's able to, she knows a lot of this stuff from talking to elders and that kind of stuff and family members. And her mom still cans. Her mom is a canon fool, let me tell you. I mean, she cans all the time. And so that's a big help for us. In that, and plus that's going to help get her ready too. She's in her early 60s and has had a stroke, but she's still very mobile, and she's canning and just putting up stuff and preserves all the time, just like they used to. And that's exactly what we need to be doing, what we need to be about, is reinvigorating that old technology. What's old is new. It's amazing. Nothing new under the sun. It's just new to us. Calls in and says, Beck saying, if you, Paul, weren't a man, I'd kiss you. He says, it sounds like bestiality, and to keep his dog away. Oh, my. All right. That's pretty good. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise a living, all the miles that you've been through. Makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
So Ron Paul on the Glenn Beck program tonight for the full hour, and we're running out of time. I've got one, two, four clips left out of this one. We're not going to get to all of them, but the clip I want to play right now is the one where in it he discusses 9/11 with Ron Paul and how his life is under threat. The people want him dead, say he's a traitor. But again, he's called anybody else, everybody else associated with the 9/11 Truth Movement, terrorists. So what's the difference, Glenn? But nevertheless, here is that portion of the conversation.
Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, who is joining us tonight for a full hour. I want to make this very clear. I believe that Ron Paul, in general, the group of supporters, some of whom I have met while I was on the road, are amazing people. Without any help from the official campaign, Ron Paul supporters have coined the term the Ron Paul Revolution. They developed the concept for the Guy Fawkes Day money bomb back in November 5th, which raised over $4 million. They hired a blimp to fly over New Hampshire to promote the Ron Paul campaign. Last Sunday, they held a tea party where they broke John Kerry's single-day primary fundraising record by collecting another $6 million. But the downside is when you have rabid supporters, some of them believe they can speak to their own agendas using the candidate's name. And I just in the break showed Dr. Paul just a clip, a very small part of a 5-minute video that is on the internet where I am named a traitor and traitors should be executed. Would you like to address that at all, sir?
Well, I can only in general. I have no idea who the people are. I've never heard about this. I haven't seen this before. But all I can do is address the subject of violence. I'm committed to nonviolence, no initiation of aggression. These are my political viewpoints. I believe in political change coming about in the mode of Gandhi and Martin Luther King through nonviolence. I happen to believe that we should practice these principles both domestically against individuals as well as other countries. This is the reason I don't use aggression against other countries to bring about changes. I don't ever want to initiate aggression. This is what is in our Constitution. And so I reject anybody that would use violence because, in the same sense, our supporters have coined the words love in the revolution and peace and hope. So that is the tone that I know about, and that is the tone that I hear, and that's the only thing I hear at our rallies. Well, so I don't have to endorse what they do. And if they try to get away with attaching my name to what they do, it's wrong.
Okay. Here's what the people who are, at least the ones that I have met and received tons of mail, and I could read them to you if you want, sir, where they're calling for my death. They say that I am part of a 9/11 conspiracy, and I have watched the interviews with you. You don't leave any room for any doubt on a 9/11 conspiracy, but I just like to make it clear and ask you, and I don't believe these need explanation unless I've read your answers wrong elsewhere, but may I just run through these 9/11 conspiracies? No plane hit the Pentagon on September 11th. Instead, it was a missile fired by elements from inside the American state apparatus. Yes or no?
Oh, it's preposterous.
Okay. The planes that hit the World Trade Center towers were remotely controlled.
I mean, this is just bizarre. Okay. I've not even heard these challenges.
I understand. I don't mean to, sir, these are the people that, some of these people speak in your name, and they actually say that you will be on this program tonight, and you will answer the way you're answering now because you can't let on. They believe that you are part of this of another kind of conspiracy to expose the conspiracy of 9/11 in the World Trade Center. I don't know how you address people who are so deeply into conspiracy, but can you?
I don't know what I would be supposed to be doing. No, I mean, there's any evidence.
Is there any evidence or is there any doubt in your mind that the United States government was not involved in the September 11th attacks, that we did not bring down World Trade Center number 7?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that is true. They did not. But the connection may be, and where some people get carried away, is if you dig through those $40 billion worth of intelligence gathering apparatus that we had before 9/11, we dig up information, and there was some ineptness. And sometimes when you find ineptness in government, it's easy to make this giant leap over into conspiracy, and they do it on purpose. But, we had an FBI agent, on 70 different occasions, reported that these individuals were flying airplanes and not learning how to land them, and that he was totally ignored. I consider this ineptness on government, not a conspiracy that, oh, yeah, we know about it. We can't wait till the towers come down. No, I don't believe that at all. I don't even think I should have to answer questions like that.
No, sir, I do not believe that this is your point of view, and I don't believe this is the point of view of most of your supporters, the vast, vast majority. And it's just You know, Rosie O'Donnell, Charlie Sheen have gone down this road, and it is a growing movement, and quite honestly, I think it's a dangerous movement. Back in just a second, final thoughts Dr. Ron Paul. I let him...
This is an obvious attempt right here to fracture support for Ron Paul. Ron Paul believes what he believes. That's fine. That's not going to change my support for Ron Paul, his views of 9/11. The fact is, the man has not flip-flopped. He stayed the same. You look at his record. I've talked to a number of people who supported him for president in '88, and they say he is exactly the same today as he was then. You can watch him on old Morton Downey Jr. programs, and he's just lighting a fire, talking the same stuff. And whether he believes that 9/11 was an inside job or not is not important for me. I'm still going to support him. And I've said this before. 9/11 is not the be-all, end-all. It was a day that happened. And if that's what you're going to base your support of this man on, there are too many issues that 3,000 people died that day. But there are too many issues that are far greater. Our survival, for one. Both as a nation and as people, it's at stake. Ron Paul, in my opinion, provides the best chance to start to turn that around. Does he know everything? I don't know. Does he realize what the agenda is and the end game, as it were? I don't know. Frankly, I don't care. What I care about is what we can try to do today. I can't go fighting the New World Order, the Illuminati. I can't go fighting the Zionists in Israel or trying to find or take on the Jesuits everywhere. We can't do that. Our first order of business is getting our country back. I understand all these people are involved. They're all guilty, okay? But we have to start taking our country back. We must get things back to the Constitution. That includes knocking all these lobbies out. AIPAC is considered a lobby. Get them gone. That's just plain and simple. And then we can go take on the rest of the world if need be. And get rid of the rest of the influences. But folks, our country right now is damaged goods. We have no manufacturing base. It is going to take time for us to repair ourselves. It's going to take quite a bit of time. This place, this country has been basically turned into a fire sale. We're selling off infrastructure. The manufacturing base in this country is gone. We've got factories that are rotting. That it would take years to get some of these factories back up and running to start producing steel and the things that we need to revitalize an economy here. We're going to have to get people interested in buying American again and American products being at a decent price that people can afford. And Ron Paul is the first step to this. The second step is up to us, folks. And that's getting rid of all these dadgum incumbents. Start sending these congressmen home. And us standing up. That's what this whole message is about. Is Americans getting up off their rear ends and saying, by God, we have had enough, and this is it. And you either do it our way or it's the highway. And make these people choose. I think one thing that needs to be changed in the Constitution is term limits. That they automatically vote themselves out. Actually, if the American people are doing what they're supposed to be doing and voting and paying attention to what's going on in their country, as well as in their states. Hey, I mean, we had a guy in this state here named Gene Stipe, state senator. He's from southeastern Oklahoma. He's now finally indicted in and out of prison. This guy for 30, 40 years was basically just allowed to run amok in this state. Nobody did nothing to him, and the people down in his area and his district kept sending him back, knowing he was just as crooked as could be. We got to stop that. But the problem is most people don't pay attention because it doesn't affect them directly. Well, yeah, there comes a time when it starts affecting you directly. But we're there. We're being raped. We're being robbed. We're being pillaged. The best that we have to offer is being stolen. And my gosh, Hershey Chocolate is now outsourcing the production of their candy. That's ludicrous. I mean, there is no way in the world I would have ever thought of that, that you would see something like that happen. It's literally insane that all the good jobs are going for this country, and they'll talk about, oh, yeah, a bunch of jobs got created last month. Yeah. Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Would you like fries with that order, ma'am? Oh, I'm sorry. You can't get hired there. We're hiring illegal aliens at McDonald's. Ah. We've got a McDonald's that's not too far from me that I will not visit because it's essentially illegal alien McDonald's. I pulled in there one night to get an order of some stuff. A nice, sweet girl comes out to bring the order, but she has to bring a translator along just to tell me thanks for coming. And I'm not against them being here to work because I understand why they're here. I just want them here legally. We're supposed to be a nation of law. And without it, there is lawlessness. That's why these people that hold the reins of power have been able to get away for so long is because our people in Congress won't enforce the law and do their duty. The courts aren't enforcing the law and doing their duty. Let these people just run amok. And more has been done to tear this country down in the last 7 years than I would think in the last, 80? Debt ceiling erased 4 times. We've got just a government debt of $9 trillion. Plus you throw in the fact that you've got over $40 trillion with the with Social Security, Medicaid, those type of trust funds that are gone. The comptroller for the GAO, a man named by the name of Walker, shows up at the National Press Club, says the debt's $53 trillion. That amounts to about $445,000 a household in this country. Well, that's huge. That's incredibly large, and there's no growing. You're not going to grow out of that. You can slow it down. You can stymie it. You can cut the debt off flat. I mean, the first thing we got to do is get rid of this Federal Reserve and an income tax and start revitalizing our economy, giving people an incentive to start business here again and to start hiring folks. We're talented people. We're creative people. We know how to do things. And it's time that we go back to creating as opposed to consuming. This has been done by design. They love us being consumers. Because see, they've watched us consume and we've redistributed the wealth right to them. And now that they have it, no need for us anymore. No need for this country. Let's just nuke it. Call it good. And economically, that's what they plan to do. Then form their little North American Union and bring little Mexico along, who's got an economy that's terrible. So, hey, can create a little parity. Hey, we'll nuke this one too. When we go, Canada goes. Because Canada and the United States are symbiotic. I mean, we could be one country, except for Quebec. And there not be, huge differences in culture and the like. But we're symbiotic with each other. We go, Canada goes. And boom, you have everything you need economically to get you into the North American Union. Start up your new currency, everything's dandy, right? But we're the most creative people in the world. Most of the inventions of the industrial age that brought electric light, that brought air conditioning into homes, brought the automobile, right here. But it was done. But those innovations occurred when there was no direct tax on the people. There was no Federal Reserve. since that time, our infrastructure is still the same. Oh, yeah, you've got improvements a little here or there. We're doing the things the same way we've been doing them for over 100 years. A little innovation here, a little innovation there. Hey, you're on a cheap computer, hurrah. But it's not made here. It's time we change that. And I'm with Ron Paul. You don't have to be isolationist. The world's a great place to be in and to see and to experience. And it's time we trade with people, not go over and bully them around. You know, if we want to practice freedom, the best thing to do is get it here. You want to see it installed around the world? Retake our country. Freedom is very sexy. Freedom is very cool. And people all over the world will want it. Happened after the Revolutionary War. All right, final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday night. This is the Midnight Rider.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I could have said this better
if I wanted to, Tanana in the RBN chat room, by the way, hello to everybody in the RBN chat room. We've got Alan, Annie, Grump, Gulag 2008, Mona Montgomery, Rogue Dolphin, and Tanana in there tonight. Tanana has said this well. Big unavoidable change is going to happen. As I see it, we can continue on with the same old stuff and go down in flames to impose slavery, or we can step in with Ron Paul at the helm and dismantle the mess, giving us the opportunity to, in the future, create a clean slate to change. It's going to be a rough haul either way. The difference is one leads to further slavery, the other to ultimate freedom and personal responsibility. I don't think that could be summed up any better. And that's it in a nutshell. Also want to say hi to everybody in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. A. Barry, Jane, Antonio, Calvin, Chowda, D. Alistair, Dalicus, David B., Fates Webb, Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh, Lucas, Michael, Not Mike, just popped in, Rob Works, Rock Turner, and Strong Frog in there as well. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the broadcast. And just so much, these conversations that go along with the program are just so cool to sit and kind of follow along and see. But no, Tanana summed it up in fine fashion. You know, it is going to take a while to clean this up. As Tanana goes on to write, I don't believe we can avoid the hard times. We're bankrupt in more ways than one, and it took a long time to get here. It's going to take a while to clean it up. This isn't going to just get better overnight. I mean, this is a mess. An out-and-out, just real big-time mess, and it's gotten screwed up bad. And, we can either continue down this path and just watch this whole thing just get obliterated. Everything our ancestors worked for, our moms, our dads, our grandparents, and those that came before them, everything they worked for and accomplished, up in smoke. Now, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I cannot do that. And nor will I. I want a better future for my kids and my little grandkids. And the only way to do it is to stand up and say no, that we've had enough, and to run these bastards out of town. That's the only way we're going to do this, the only way we're going to accomplish it. And we have to remember not ever to stop paying attention. Not ever. That we learn right here, right now, that if we forget this message, that we have to remain ever vigilant to freedom, because freedom, it doesn't come free, and it's not cheap. And it was bought and paid for with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and it's going to require that of us to get it back. A lot of labor, a lot of hard work. There's a lot of people doing it. We need more. Whatever that you're able to do in this fight, whether you support Ron Paul or you don't, just getting this message of truth and freedom out, it spreads. It spreads like wildfire. That's why so many people are rallying around this man, because the message rings true. That's for me. I mean, it's easy to understand. Guys, I love every one of you. Thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We will see you tomorrow night.